Thursday night, Orla Gimel El.
Maybe I hope to in Elul, maybe to go in the Dvar Halacha, to go through different mitzvahs of Ben Adam Lachavero. That's certainly something that everybody should or could be more nisar in, and sometimes we forget that it's a lav in the Torah. And tonight we'll talk a little, just a little, hopefully. I don't want to be over the Yisr. The Yisr I know as Devorim, being Mitzayer other people, causing tsar to others. Now, this is real. It's real. You're over a lav if you say something or do something that causes so ina imus. Probably you're not over if you cause ina imus. Although the Chazon Ish writes in his Igros that he was always very, very careful not even to be goyrim in the imus, but the pashtus, you're not over the lav. You need tsar. Tsar means it hurts, not a physical pain, but an inward pain. Like the person cringes because of it. What? In the imus is in English.
Yeah.
In the imus. You know, you feel bad. I don't know, but it's not the level. It's not the. There's a threshold called tsar. Tsar, I would call a cringe, like maybe an emotional cringe, or a mental cringe, an emotional cringe. In the imus means you don't feel good. It makes you feel uncomfortable. Oh, uncomfortable is in the imus. It could reach the level of tsar where you're over the lav, but not every time when you make someone feel uncomfortable. Would you be able to love? Probably you need a threshold of tsar. You certainly mevatel the asay of v'yachta loyecha kamolcha, and of course if he's nisbayesh, then you're able to love of loisisa olof chait, which is a love not to cause someone else the busha. This could be done through dibur or through maisa. What's interesting is that it's like a kula. If you do it b'shoigig, meaning you didn't realize that it would cause someone tsar. Again, you have to think the whole range of possibilities. You say you're talking about something, and you know that it's, let's say you got a job even, and you know that the person went for the job and he didn't get it, and by talking about it when he's there, so you're causing him tsar. So you're not allowed to. You're over a lav. If it's inadvertent, this is a, I don't know if it's a chiddush, it's certainly logical, but there's many, many, many rayas that if you did it inadvertently, so you're not over at all. It's not that you did an avera b'shogeg. But if you didn't mean to, you didn't realize, you didn't know, so then you weren't over at all. And the iser is only to be miskaven, to be mitzar of someone else.